Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And saw the initial firestorm, what had started with second thoughts that I had as soon as we left, grew even greater. And I certainly regret that this has become a distraction at a time when so many Texans are hurting and frustrated and mad that this has become an item of debate and distraction. I think that's unfortunate. That was certainly not my intention.
Ted, what were you thinking? Wrong time to take a vacay when Texas is coming apart at the seams. No joke. Water is falling through the ceiling of people's homes because pipes are bursting. Some are boiling snow just so they can flush a toilet while you go to the Ritz. He turned around and came back when he saw what was happening. Oh, wow. That adventure was the wrong one to take. What a misstep. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope you are doing well in whatever nook, cranny, or crevice you hail from, especially if it's the great state of Texas, because I feel you. I know what that's been like for so many people I know. No kidding. They've not had power, in some cases, for 3.5 days. So here's what happened with Senator Ted Cruz. You heard his a mea culpa. He decided that he was going to take his family to Cancun. Actually, his wife found a great deal at the Ritz and started to text friends in the neighborhood who could get away for a trip to get out of the freezing temps. The kids are off, that whole kind of thing. And Ted Cruz had just warned the senator, had just warned Texans to stay home and hug their families. So when he went to Houston with a great big bag and his family, his luggage and his family, lots of people recognized him and started to shoot video of him, took pictures of him, and it blew up all over social media, and the rest is history. So he decided to come home. He was supposed to come home on Sunday. Instead, he went down to Cancun on Wednesday and turned around and came back on Thursday, where what you just heard, he was actually outside of his home in Houston, one of the places that's been hit the worst with long grocery store lines and no water and terrible power outages. It's like you see downtown Houston, it's lit up and everything else is just in the dark. So there were protesters chanting, screaming a little bit behind him when he made his statement, and after losing power and being huddled around the fireplace, he said, and learning school was canceled, he said he decided he wanted to travel somewhere, and that's what they decided to do, that they were going to be good parents, and they were going to go with their kids to Cancun. So I think he's going to be the butt of many more jokes than just those that have unfolded in the last, I don't know, 12 hours or so. So right now in Texas, about 325,000 customers, electric customers, are without power still, and they're freezing temperatures, you know, 16, 17 degrees. What happened was a lot of the state's power plants were off, boom, went down because of the temperatures, because they weren't winterized. And that left initially 4 million plus in the dark, and it triggered all those outages. So the weekend will bring warmer temps and should help somewhat. And fingers crossed the grid still survives, because it's still kind of dicey as to how that's looking. There are a lot of people that are upset, and the governor is screaming for an investigation. And I think a few things are going to turn in Texas, because the damage is going to be pretty severe. It already is for a lot of people. And because of this cold snap and the no power, well, again, flood damage. Because what happens then when you have these burst water pipes in these homes and businesses, and it's widespread, it's already happening all over the place. Pardon the pun, but the floodgates have opened. Plumbing companies have gone berserk. They can't keep up with all the demand. So typically, you would not get this kind of weather. It is rare in Texas, but not completely without precedence. It's happened before. There was a big ice storm 10, 11 years ago. So, you know, you don't have the insulation. The pipes might be a couple of feet underground. They run up in other areas. They run up through a basement to protect them. In Texas, pipes are typically weatherized to handle the summer heat, but more are on exterior walls or in attics. So that's the thing. When it bursts, it is terrible, the damage that it does, the leaks, the just how it just drips down and what it ultimately, you know, does to you, the kind of damage that they're talking about, is in the billions and billions of dollars. And again, you go back to the other part of this where you've got power that's been off for days and days and days and freezing temperatures. So water isn't flowing through the pipes. And the water in it can freeze and expand, and so you get the rest, right? I'm no plumber, but I certainly have had plumbers in my house enough to understand some of the basics and understand what's happening with people with these frozen pipes and what to do and how to know if they're cracked. And it's just surreal for some people. I mean, just insanity. What else can 2021, by the way, throw at you? Because we're still in the middle of, oh, yes, that pandemic. And, of course, because of the weather, not just in Texas but in other parts of the U.S., it's led to some of the vaccine distribution to be shut off because people can't get to the vac centers. And then the concern is how long will the vaccine last and will there be doses that have to be dumped or what's going to happen there. Because in the Northeast now, once again, they're getting pummeled and there are places that are closing down too as well. Just so unforgiving with already. The winter, the storms, the still being in the pandemic and trying to come out on the other side of that, businesses that are being crippled. And then, of course, the other scary part, if we bounce back to COVID, is all of the concern over the variants. And will that make a difference? And does the vaccine even hold up if I get the vaccine? I mean, we live under a question mark and we have nothing but questions. Right? I used to say, when I'd be out speaking especially, don't be afraid to ask questions. I mean, that so shows intelligence. If you ask questions, ask a lot of questions before you do X, Y, Z. Yeah, pretty much that's what we all do now. We just live in the under the question mark, and we live with question marks, and we're weary of it. People are very, very weary of coming out on the other end of the pandemic. What's going to happen economically, and then a slew of other things that have occurred in between as life goes on in a much different way. Hey, coming up, it's all about We Can Count. And We Can Count includes a NASA rover landing on Mars. Yep, the red planet. It happened. Pretty exciting stuff. See ya on the flip side.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Yes, it happened. NASA's rover Perseverance landed safely Thursday on Mars to begin a very ambitious program or mission, whatever you want to call it, for signs of past Martian life and get samples, which I think is the most important, of soil and rock that could be hauled back to Earth for study in laboratories. What does it mean? What will it do for us here on our planet? That remains to be seen, but I think it's interesting. It is the first multi-billion-dollar NASA mission to Mars in 9 years. And looking at the sights of it, the images of it in the crater, was pretty interesting to see it actually land. And they call it the touchdown basically followed 7 minutes of terror because the engineers were just holding their breath to see what happens when a spacecraft like that lands on a planet like that. And it worked, and that's a they went nuts after that. I mean, yeah, it's huge. It's huge that they were able to land it, especially how fast that thing goes in. And it's one of the hurdles for a mission that has been fraught with obstacles. Yeah, all kinds of things. Because the coronavirus pandemic and the workforce had to be remote and, you know, 20 minutes before Perseverance was scheduled to take off from Cape Canaveral last July, an earthquake hit Mission Control in Pasadena. But after 6 months, 293 million miles, it hit the Martian atmosphere at 3:48 Eastern time on Thursday afternoon, exactly on schedule. So they burst into applause, those engineers, and you know what it's like to get them to get excited about anything. Again, a very huge, huge moment. This sadly goes to the other side of what's happening in the world of ours here in the United States of America. Six Capitol police officers have been suspended. 29 others are being investigated for alleged roles in that riot on the Hill. And so they released it, you know, they said that they had been suspended with pay and 29 placed under investigation. And one of the suspended officers took a selfie with someone who was part of the mob that overtook the Capitol. So that pointed out that there was probably something there. And the suspensions and investigations, of course, are coming at a time of massive internal turmoil as the department tries to figure out and grapple with the death, frankly, of Officer Brian Sicknick. And members of the Capitol Police issued a vote of no confidence in the force's top leaders earlier this month. You look at some other things that are happening in other places because of the assault on Washington. For example, one officer in New York, one in Philly, two in Seattle, two in Virginia, one in Texas are under investigation by their departments for potential rules violations by going to the Capitol. And then there are some departments that have been contacted by the FBI as part of their criminal investigation into what happened, the overrunning on that day on January 6th. So the numbers are growing with the investigations and the public sifting through social media and looking at the photographs, the video, the whatever that's out there, and being able to say, oh, I know who that is. That's Officer so-and-so, or that's so-and-so. And that's what's made the big difference. Social media. Really, again, it is not a shield, and people don't, I think, understand sometimes what ultimately it is a tool. When you're doing something like smashing in windows and wreaking havoc on our seat of liberty, and you're posting it and talking about it and partying around it, you know, they're going to find you, especially when they post it all over the place. Whew. How about this? Hawaiian tourist bribed an airport screener with $3,000 to bypass protocols. I guess it didn't work. So two travelers visiting Hawaii from Louisiana were arrested on Friday and accused of offering this Honolulu airport screener that money to let him pass without quarantining or providing the negative coronavirus test required for entry. John Trell White, 29 years old, and Nadia Bailey, 28, were charged with bribery, flown back to the mainland. The two allegedly flew to the airport without a test, a coronavirus test, and told the screener, you know, we'll give you this money. So now look what the hot water they're in. White's accused of offering the screener $2,000 to avoid quarantine. Bailey offered the same screener another $1,000. And then, of course, the screener told the deputies, the sheriffs. So they arrested them for bribery. They were booked and released, immediately flew back to the mainland. And bribery in Hawaii is punishable by 15 years in prison and can be fined up to triple the bribe amount. Hawaii says, we want tourists. Tourists want Hawaii, but the rules are complicated. So if you arrive with no test or a positive test, you have to quarantine for 14 days. And travelers have been arrested in the past for breaking the quarantine requirements on the island after arrival. Remember, there was two people from San Francisco who knew they had coronavirus and they flew to Hawaii. I'm just going to go to Hawaii and forget what happened. I mean, look, numbers are down. People want to go back, but they got to be careful and think about it. An island seems like it's big, but look at it on a map. If you've ever been there, drive around. And they can't afford that because the super spreader event in a much smaller square area, think about what that would be. And as much, again, as they want tourists, they don't want them that way. Ooh, they don't want that at all. All right, Ivanka wanted to clear something up. Ivanka Trump is saying she's not going to challenge Marco Rubio for a Senate seat in 2022. The New York Times first reported that, citing an unidentified source who told the newspaper that Trump was not considering a Senate bid, despite the rumors that she would. So Marco apparently did speak with Ivanka a few weeks ago. She offered her support for his reelection, and that's that. He was first elected by the state back in 2010. He's been around that long, and he's going to be running for his third term in the Senate next year. So how about that? I mean, that was a big rumor that, okay, so what about Donald Trump's children? How many of them are interested in running for an office? And her name comes up, you know, all the time. COVID-19, we're nearing a horrible mark. We're getting crushed by death overall. Almost 500,000 people have died from COVID-19. And it's been taxing on everybody, right? And it's taxing on people on the front lines, on the people who are trying to save lives, and people who come in with complications and think they're going to make it and then they don't. And we know the stories, we've heard the stories, and we just want to get out of this hell, right? We just want to get out of this. And that's why the push is still on to remind people about social distancing and not doing the super spreader event thing, because you get in that situation and that just opens it up to so many more people taking a chance with what could possibly happen if they come down with COVID. So, and vaccines and amounts of vaccines and getting to that herd immunity. I mean, the two best words put together, herd immunity. We want herd immunity in this country, and I want it for people around the world, too, as well, because now we know somewhat what we're dealing with, and I think COVID is here to stay. I mean, it's like other types of viruses, and who knows what that ultimately turns into, because there's all these other variants that we have to deal with, and you think of those numbers, 500,000 people. 2-3 years ago, if someone said that to you, that, you know, you're going to kind of be in your box, in your world. You're going to have to be in a bubble a little bit because there's going to be this virus. You would think, yeah, no. We live in the United States of America. We live in a technically developed country. And so many of our allies are technically developed. That's not going to happen. Uh-huh. You know what they say about truth and fiction and all of that in between. Mm-hmm. Alex Knutson, great job as always on the technicals this week. Thanks to all of you as we hop to the other side. I'll meet you there.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congressional Democrats have outlined an immigration reform plan that would include a path to citizenship for 11 million people that are living in the country without legal status. California Congresswoman Linda Sanchez.
They deserve the opportunity to succeed. They deserve permanent relief. And they deserve the opportunity to fully contribute to the place that they already love and call home.
About 500,000 homes and businesses in Texas are still without electricity after a huge winter storm hit there earlier this week. Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson says he wants answers.
This was an unusual weather event, but that in no way excuses what has happened. We will need to work with our state leaders and do the hard work of governing to ensure that the basic needs of all Dallas residents and all Texans are addressed.
This is USA Radio News.
Touchdown confirmed. Perseverance safely on the surface of Mars.
Touchdown confirmed. NASA's science rover Perseverance has landed on the surface of Mars in a lake bed. USA Radio's John Clements reports.
The robotic explorer landed safely on Mars after a nearly 300 million-mile journey to the red planet that lasted over 7 months. After the delicate maneuver that decelerated Perseverance from thousands of miles an hour to about 1.7, the rover began sending images back to Earth, taking several minutes. But then the mission control managers cheered as NASA engineer Swati Mohan made the announcement.
Perseverance is alive on the surface of Mars. Congratulations to the mission. And looks like we have some more news in. It looks like we're getting the first image.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Corner. I'm really excited about our next guest. We talked off the air, and I think half of the things that he's done are actually on my so-called bucket list, but I don't know if I'm brave enough to do them. I'm an adventurer in a much different way than he is, and you know that. Many of you know that from listening to this show. His book is a game changer, Many Worlds to Conquer. It will inspire you beyond belief. Joeling Halbertsma joins us now from the UK. Joeling, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thank you, Kay, for having me.
So the book, you know, Many Worlds to Conquer, I don't know that in our lifetime we can conquer all the worlds, and that's part of what attracted me to your book. Tell the listeners what it's about.
Well, the story is actually pretty straightforward because I'm a very ordinary guy. I have a regular job. I go to the office every single day. I sit in front of a computer. I wear a suit. I take public transport. But I've also done a couple of things that other people have described as extraordinary. So I've been to the North Pole. I've been to the South Pole. I climbed the highest mountains in the world. I've escaped from Alcatraz. I've paddleboarded across the English Channel. And that really makes me a very ordinary guy doing extraordinary things. And the story is that I'm so ordinary that if I can do this, you can do this too. In fact, you can do anything you want as long as you commit yourself to something. And that really is the goal of the book, just to get people to get out of their comfort zone, to set themselves a goal. And once they do that, they're always surprised at how much they have achieved. So for me, the biggest compliment is people saying, I've read your book, and you know what? Because of that, I have now signed up to that fitness class, to those piano lessons, to those dance lessons. It doesn't mean that you also have to climb physical mountains, but everyone has their own mountain in life to climb. So as long as I can help you do that, For me, that is mission accomplished.
For you, going to the North Pole, the South Pole, escaping Alcatraz, all those things that you've done and more, you mentioned just a couple of them. Did you always have that drive? Did you know that you could do that?
Well, I didn't. And the first time that actually I surprised myself with what I could do is when I ran the New York Marathon, and this was in 1997. But it was actually quite easy. I mean, of course, you've got to train for it, which is what I did. But at the same time, once I did it, I thought, you know, maybe there's more you can do. And that's really, that kick-started my exploring career. And I think that, you know, I didn't even get started. I mean, there's so much more to do. And, you know, it's been enriching in so many different ways. So, yeah, watch this space.
Would you say that for a lot of people, they hold themselves back because they're just afraid to take that leap? And you took the leap by doing the marathon, and then you said you trained, and voila, it opened an extra gear, I think, for you. Is that part of what it takes?
Yeah, and I think that the most important thing is to accept the fact that you're not always going to be successful at everything. And it doesn't matter if you fail. If you don't get from A to B in one go, it doesn't matter. Just keep trying, and ultimately you'll get there. And once you achieve that sort of mindset that you're saying, I'm not willing to take a risk, I'm just going to get out of my comfort zone, and I'm just going to do it, that's when you really will achieve a lot. I mean, there's so many reasons why people don't do it. There's always that little voice in your head that says, well, maybe I shouldn't do it, but if I will do it, maybe it's going to be next year. There's always an excuse you can find. Just do away with those. Set yourself a goal, ideally make it public so that you'll be held accountable, and you're going to put pressure on yourself, and that's when you'll be successful ultimately.
I like that. Make it public. That's key. I hope everyone's listening to that. Make it public, and that way you hold yourself accountable. Of the things that you've done so far, what to you has been the best? I know that's a hard question, but what's been the most exciting?
Well, I think what probably was the most memorable experience for me was going to the North Pole. First of all, because this was an experience, we were in total with eight, that was very bonding. A couple of things could have gone horribly wrong. They almost did go wrong. And, you know, a couple of situations were, you know, pretty edgy. So, for that reason, I think the team experience that we had with our group of eight was incredible. But in addition to that, what was very important for us is that we wanted to do this because we don't think that standing on the North Pole is something you can still do in 10 years time. So with that adventure, we also raised a lot of money for the WWF, the World Wildlife Fund, just to make sure that they could continue their climate change research. And we've actually noticed that firsthand what the effects of climate change are, because the ice is getting thinner and one of us actually fell through the ice. So that was a very memorable experience.
Wow, no kidding. When they fell through the ice, that had to be a scary moment, right?
Yeah, it was. And the fortunate thing is that we were with a group, so we could all pull them out. But think of this. If you're falling through the ice and you're trying to get back on and the ice keeps breaking off, it's very difficult to save your own life. So because we were with a group of, you know, strong, you know, we had a very strong bond and we're all looking out for each other. Because we did that, we were able to save his life. And, you know, that's also one of the metaphors that I always take away from my adventures, that, you know, there is no I in team. It's very clear. If you work together as a group, you'll be more successful than you being solo working on your own.
Boy, there's another great big takeaway from this for sure. What else is on your list? Because I think people listening to this will find it pretty fascinating, some of the things you've already done, and they'll hear about that in the book, but also what's on your list for the future?
Well, so currently what I'm working on is called the Seven Summits. So that is the highest mountain on every continent. So in December, I will go back to Antarctica. I'll climb Mount Vinson, which is the highest mountain on that continent. And then I got to do three more. So once I've done the Seven Summits, you know, I'm going to have a good think about what else I can do afterwards. But I think really the next frontier in exploring is probably not going to be on Earth. I mean, you see a lot of people, especially, you know, people like Jeff Bezos, who are currently trying to explore space. I mean, that is the next frontier. For me, ultimately, it would be my goal as well at some point, if space travel becomes commercial, to get myself into space as well. But let's focus on the highest mountains in the world first. I mean, for me, that's my next objective. I'd be happy if I do that.
I love it. We're speaking with Jolene Halbertsma. You can pick up the book, Many Worlds to Conquer, on Amazon.com or wherever great books are sold. Ultimately, and we've really weaved it into the conversation, what do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Well, for me, the ultimate takeaway is just commit yourself, go for it, and you'll be amazed at what you can achieve. For me, that is a very important, that's a very important point. But at the same time, what I've also been able to do through my adventures is give purpose to my life, because all those adventures I've done, to be honest, you can ask yourself whether they have purpose, whether they have sense. I mean, to be honest, climbing a mountain is pretty useless, because I can guarantee you any mountain in the world has been climbed already. But because I'm inspiring other people, because also I'm raising a lot of money for charity through my adventures, I'm actually able to give purpose to my life. So all these adventures for me now have a meaning, because I'm actually doing something with it. So that's something that was actually more of a byproduct that I've done. But again, it just goes to show, if you get out of your comfort zone, if you go for something, then good things will come along. And it's been a very rewarding experience, and I hope that everyone is going to buy the book, because also, please be aware, all the proceeds of the book, 100%, go to charity. So I don't make any money off this. Everything goes to the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. And in the book, it also becomes clear why that is the charity that I have chosen.
Yeah, wow. So tell us about that. That's worth mentioning that for everybody listening. That's very big on this show and other things that I participate in. So why juvenile diabetes?
So I don't have kids myself, but my brother, my twin brother, he's got two boys, and the eldest was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when he was 2 years old. And I wanted to help. I wanted to do whatever I can, but there's not much you can do. The only thing that you know is that that young boy has to be injected with insulin 6 times a day. So for me to help the charity, the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, with their research program, for me that became an incredibly important goal. And I started to dedicate all my adventures to raising money for the JDRF. And you'll be surprised how many people are willing to contribute to a good cause. And that makes the suffering that I go through worth even more. And to be honest, my suffering, it doesn't even compare to what Felix, that's his name, what his suffering is like. So it really has given purpose to me, you know, in my life personally.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you shared that story. And then you can certainly see more about that in the book, too, because as you mentioned, Jolene, that it's personal for you. And obviously, it has more of an impact too, which, as you say, when you take the leap, who knows what the collaboration could ultimately look like. And then you write this book. Did you ever think you were going to sit down and write a book?
Not really. I mean, a lot of people, just when I talked about my adventures, said, this is inspiring. You've got to do something with it. And I just do this for myself. I mean, I'm not on Facebook. I'm not on Instagram. I'm not on TikTok. I didn't have any intention to do this for anybody else. But when people said, you know, this is inspiring, I thought, no, maybe I should do something with my story. So that's when I started to do quite a bit of public speaking. And then the obvious next step was to write a book, because that, of course, is how you can reach a much broader audience. And so far, the feedback has been incredible, and I'm very thankful for that. So I didn't think that I would actually write a book, which was also an adventure in itself. But I'm very glad I committed myself. I set that goal. It took me 2 years. But, you know, I'm proud of having done it, and hopefully people will like the message.
Yeah, I love it. Jolene, thanks so much for joining us on the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Case, for having me.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes, and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Abhi Chacker joins us this time around in our virtual green room, and he's written a book. We had a great off-air conversation called The Code is from Allah, and there's so much in this book. It's like several books in one, and we'll explain as we go along. Abhi, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
One of the things that you and I talked about was the change that happened, and how did you make the change to becoming a Muslim? And one of the things that you told me is that you served in Vietnam, and explain that journey for us.
When I returned from Vietnam, I kind of got off track with what I should have been doing in my life. And I needed to find a way to make myself better. And one day, a Muslim brother was selling some fish to my grandmother, and he invited me to come to the Muslim temple. My grandmother, she was so impressed by the Muslim brother that she wanted me to be just like him, because I had started to disappoint her in ways that wasn't accepted for her. Because my grandmother and I was very close before I went to the service. And when I turned to Vietnam, I just had a few problems. But when the Muslim brother invited me to come to the temple, she accepted for me, because she was so impressed by him, she wanted me to be just like him. And when I entered the Muslim temple, I was impressed myself, and especially impressed by the teachings of Imam Wahid bin Muhammad. The concepts of the Imam was like nothing I had heard before. And right away, from the beginning, I wanted to find ways to share this understanding with more people. And And as I began to become more stable in the religion, I became more dedicated to finding ways to share these concepts in a way that people could understand and relate to. So from the beginning, I started thinking of ways to write the book, but the book was written in stages. The first book I wrote was Business, Angels, and the Natural Law of Justice. But I didn't know anything about writing when I started. It was just a trial and error. But as I wrote that book, it took me about 5 years to write because I didn't know anything about writing. I didn't know who to contact. I didn't know anything. But I was able to write it. And shortly after, as I grew in the religion, I thought it was, I began to learn more about the religion and the concepts of the Imam. I had the urge to write another book. And this book was called Quest for Universal Understanding and Search of the Universal Concept. And this book, I poured a lot into it. It took a lot of time because, again, I wasn't familiar with writing or anything. So after I wrote that book, I said to myself, well, this is the end here because these two books represent the balance that I was trying to relate. But then when the Imam passed, with his passing inspired me to write another book called Understanding the Wisdom, the Insight, and the Secrets of Nine. Because the Imam passed away during the month of, he passed away in the holy month of Ramadan, which is the ninth month of the lunar calendar. His passing in September, the ninth month of Western calendar, on the ninth day. And I knew this was very significant from his teachings and my own understanding. So that inspired me to write the book Nine. And after writing that book, I said, well, I knew I'm not going to write another book. This is it. But then I went on and wrote Understanding the Ark. Now, when I wrote that book, Understanding the Ark, it impressed a lot of people, including myself, because I learned a lot of stuff by researching and reading. And I learned a lot of stuff on the Ark. And there's a lot of hidden information and understanding the real art. So I wrote that book. And then I just said I wasn't going to write another one. But then I got the inspiration to write The Code. The Code is from Allah. So what I did was I just included all five books together because I know that Allah had to be guiding me in this direction because they fit it so well. And so when I wrote The Code of Allah, I just put all five books together, and that's how I came up with the book itself.
Yeah, so interesting that you went from I can't write this to I have these concepts, this is coming to me, and then you write five, and then you put it in the one book called The Code is from Allah. And one of the things that you talk about in the book is the concepts of nine, and you mentioned it about the Imam. Tell us more about the concepts of nine, because a lot of people think nine is powerful.
Nine is very powerful. Nine means completion. And Allah shows us this in a lot of different ways, especially when we look at the baby in the womb of the mother. The baby's in the womb for 9 months. And nine means completion. And then in our culture, the inside of nine is ingrained in our culture, but it's hidden. For example, nine means completion, and there's nine innings in the game of baseball. Nine holes for completion of God. And in our religion, when you go hard, you have to pass around the Kaaba nine times, means completion. And the Pope, for example, if a Pope passed, you have to keep him laid out for 9 days before they were able to bury him. So nine, there's a lot of hidden meaning in nine, a lot, but nine means completion.
Yeah. And you also talk a lot about business, and you mentioned that that was the first thing that you tackled. What did you learn about business that changed your life?
Well, when I became a Muslim, I started selling the papers, the Muslim Journal. And I didn't know anything about selling. As a matter of fact, I was very hesitant about approaching people because when you approach people, you know, you don't know what to expect. And some of them are disrespectful. You have to learn to live through that. But in selling the paper, I learned the art of salesmanship. So then I started selling other things along with the paper, like earrings. I had a hand-carried earring display board that I was selling along with the paper. Then I started selling jeans, handbags. And then I grew to I had a big tent, bought it by 20 feet. On a street corner that I grew into, and it was very impressive to the community. And one of the newspapers did a story on me because of that, because not only did I have one location like that, I had two 20 by 40 foot tents, and all two of them was filled with merchandise, and I had about 8 people working for me. So I grew quite a bit.
Yeah, so you learned go ahead.
But let me finish. But I built a motel from the ground also. By selling my merchandise, I was able to buy a piece of property on a highway in Jacksonville. I got it for a good price. And I was able to build a motel from the ground in stages.
Wow, that's what I was going to jump to, that you had built this from the ground up and learned how to approach people and all of that. We just have a couple minutes left. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Well, I mainly want people to understand the value of truth and insight and how it's ingrained in our culture, but it's not readily available for masses and common people. But I try in this book to make the concepts as simple as possible so they can be grasped by any and everybody, and as plain as possible to try to relate the value of truth and understanding and how it can make you have you a better life.
I think that sums it all up. The book, you can get it on Amazon. The code is from Allah. Abid, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. We'll see you again next time. Make it count, everybody.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.